everyone, it's Paul Castain from YourSalesPlaybook.com with a quick sales tip. Now this week, we're going to talk about what do you do if cold calling makes you nervous. Now the very first thing out of the gate, and I just need to put this out there for you. I mean, I'm not even going to count this as one of the tips for you this week, but I think I just need to say it. If cold calling makes you nervous, you obviously want to do everything that you can to warm up that call. I mean, does that make sense? I mean, with your pre-call planning, research, and preparation, there's things that you can do with other forms of outreach, which we're going to talk about in a minute. But, you know, I just want to put that out there, just kind of to set the stage a little bit first. But the first tip that I have for you is, just like I hinted before, make sure that the phone isn't your only form of outreach. Now, let me just put something out there for you. If you don't like something, is it possible that you might be avoiding it? Like, I don't know, like the phone. If you don't like the phone, is it possible that you're going to find other stuff as kind of, you know, to cling to as your avoidance activity? I mean, it's, and by the way, don't feel bad. I mean, we all do it. We all avoid things, right? So now let's take this a step further, because I like to beat up things to like ridiculous levels. It's kind of how I roll. If the phone is your only form of outreach and you are avoiding it, do you think that you're going to be like lacking in prospects and opportunities and stuff? I mean, you know, I'm sure it's like a hell yes, Uncle Paul, right? So that's the first thing. Make sure the phone isn't your only form of outreach. The second thing is actually a tip. I believe I've given it a few times right in this format, in these quick tips. And now we're going to talk about it in the context of making your cold calls. It's called the Pomodoro Technique. The Pomodoro Technique, and again, for the life of me, I don't know how they came up with this number, but they say what you do is you set, like they say, set an egg timer. But being that I'm thinking that we're like in modern times here and, you know, like an egg timer, like what the F is that, right? It's like, I don't know, like there's an app on your phone where there's a timer, like, you know, like join us in the 21st century. And, but I don't know how they came up with this number, but they're saying that you should set it for 25 minutes. I don't think you have to be married to 25 minutes. I think you have to find your own amount of time, but just for the sake of discussion, let's use 25 minutes. Let's pretend like they know what they're talking about, right? So with the Pomodoro technique, you set your timer for 25 minutes. And in this case, what you're going to do is you're going to make 25 minutes worth of outbound calls. Now, the rule that I teach everyone in our courses and everything is that when you're making outbound calls, you don't take inbound calls and you don't like check email. You go and you disable all of your pop-ups and everything. Why? Because it's that avoidance thing again. What would you rather do? Think about it. Get your ass kicked on the phone with a stranger or talk with people who love you and who want to ask you questions and do nice, safe things with you. So that's why we don't do it. But what you're going to do is for 25 minutes, you're going to set that timer. You're going to focus on your outbound calls. When that timer is up, a little alert goes off, you're going to move on, preferably to another type of sales activity, another type of hunting activity, if you will. And then what you're going to do is you're going to come back and do another 25 minutes on the phone. And, you know, with the timer set and those rules that we talked about before, no inbound calls, no pop-ups, no emails, it's going to be a very focused 25 minutes. Now, this way, the reason why there's like some magic in here is not only is it is just a great productivity tip that you could use for anything, by the way, but now if the phone gives you some anxiety, isn't it a lot better to kind of eat that quote-unquote elephant in 25-minute small bites as opposed to saying, I have to be on the phone for 6 hours? I never understood that, why people do that. I mean, unless you are in, you know, strictly inside sales, I can't imagine a salesperson who all of us have like this ADD thing going on, why we would want to do one of anything for 6 hours, let alone the phone. So that's the second tip I have for you. The third tip is really important, and it's going to be the easiest one for you to do. It's kind of like so obvious you've been tripping over it, but laugh more. And the way that you can laugh more is, why don't you create a comedy playlist? Keep it on your phone and listen to it prior to going on the phone. And, you know, I mean, I always say it's really hard to be nervous after you just peed your pants. I mean, think about that. So think about all the comedians or comedians, if you will, that make you laugh. I mean, this next thought might get you, you know, in a nice little quality time session with HR. So if you get in trouble for this, you didn't hear it from me. Don't rat me out. Your Uncle Paul here, right? But, I mean, like, I don't know if you guys ever heard of it. There were these crazy guys back, it's had to be like 2 decades ago, called the Jerky Boys. And they used to make these prank phone calls. Really inappropriate stuff. I mean, this cursing and the F word and all that stuff. So, you know, if that kind of stuff bothers you, I mean, don't do it. But you might want to check it out. I mean, just like you're gonna be like crying. You're gonna be laughing so hard. Kind of hard to be nervous after that. And finally, open yourself up for new ideas that are gonna help you get on the phone, or help you get better on the phone. Rather, help you get on the phone. Help you. Well, maybe that too, right? But things that are gonna help you get better at the phone, like these little tips right now that I'm giving you. You go out there and you try it. But like, learn a lot about the phone and be willing to try it. The better you get, right? It builds your confidence. And that leads us up to one quick thing that I want to throw at you. Feel free to say no. You're not going to hurt my feelings. I'm a big boy from New York. You'd have to do a lot more than that to, like, you know, hurt my feelings. But if you stop by yoursalesplaybook.com, I felt like I was getting emotional there when I said that to you. Like, I promised I wouldn't cry during this quick tip. But just give me a second. Anyway, if you stop by yoursalesplaybook.com/phone, we actually just opened up our Prospect Like a Pro online course for enrollment. The coolest thing about this course, aside from the 6 all caps awesome sessions that I've created for you, is that this time around, this is our second go-around. The first time when we launched back in December, we had a crazy amount of sales reps. And if you want to know what a crazy amount of sales reps is, just like look it up. I'm sure it's somewhere. But I mean, seriously, I think it was like we had a total of like 800 people go through this in December, right? When we launched, like Christmas time, when everybody else is like thinking about like buying Christmas presents instead of, you know, investing in themselves, crazy as they are. But we had a bunch of people. But what I decided to do this time around is modify the course in a way that you could go at your own pace. So this way, instead of what we did in the past, which, and hypothetically, we would have it on Wednesdays at 11:30 a.m. Eastern time. Now you had to be there. And yes, I always recorded the sessions and you'd get the recording and everything. So what I did differently this time is I said, well, let's just make it on demand and give them access to me. So what's going to happen is the minute you enroll in this course, you don't have to wait for us to launch, immediately you're going to get an email from me, and it's going to give you your first session, the link to the recording, and the worksheets and everything else, and you will go at your own pace. How cool is that? You know, there's no, it's not like we're back in high school. Like, you got to be here and I'm going to take attendance. But anyway, if you would be so kind as to stop by yoursalesplaybook.com/phone, have a look at the program. It might be just the thing you need to breathe some life into those phone calls. And with that, I'm Paul Castain from yoursalesplaybook.com, and I just gave you several ideas that I think that will keep you out of trouble, at least until next week when I give you some more ideas on the podcast. We'll talk to you soon, folks. Go get them. Have an awesome week ahead.